Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As social animals, humans require frequent interactions with others to thrive. And as Luke Galen, associate professor of psychology at Grand Valley State University, explains, the benefits of social belonging are often misattributed to religious belief.
Previous research has suggested that religious belief is beneficial for mental health and well-being. Those who devoutly attend religious services tend to report greater happiness and life satisfaction than the unaffiliated or those who never attend. Although this has been interpreted as being due to religious content, such as belief in God or having a sense of certainty and control, these effects are intertwined or confounded with non-religious factors. These include group membership and sharing social support with others with similar convictions. Previous studies have also compared highly religious people with those defined as low religious or unaffiliated or infrequent church attenders. However, these people are not a homogeneous group. Atheists and agnostics differ in many ways from the religious but unaffiliated. My studies were designed to properly compare church members with secular group members, most of the latter being completely non-religious. I examined social contacts, life satisfaction, and personality variables such as emotional stability. I found that mental well-being shows a curved relationship with religiosity. The confidently religious as well as confidently non-religious group members showed equal mental health. It was the religiously unsure who had the lowest mental well-being. The few other studies that have used such a design have found similar results. Many things thought to stem from religious beliefs, such as well-being or pro-social behavior, are often due to purely secular factors. The benefits assumed to be synonymous with religious groups, social integration, opportunities to volunteer or donate to charities, these can also be derived from secular settings. For those without religious beliefs, it may be beneficial to join a group of like-minded people and share the benefits of a supportive group environment.
That was Luke Galen of Grand Valley State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.